Joseph Pasek of FarmBurner.ca, our twice daily podcast is entitled Fire It Up, now on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes, and 101 platforms. Yes, 101 platforms. Welcome to another edition of the MMA Ground and Pound Show with the Hall of Famer Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, and Giancarlo Aulino of FarmBurner. Here we go. Bellator presents Bellator 212 tonight in Honolulu, Hawaii. Steve, Giancarlo, I'm sitting back on the beach. Look at these ladies. Look at these ladies. Anyways, what are we talking about, Steve? I'm looking at the ladies. You carry this segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, the USO presenting a salute to the troops with Bellator. This card coming up December 14th from Hawaii, the Neil S. Blaisdell Center in Honolulu, and we're going to get to see a championship match at the Bellator lightweight division as Brent Primus goes up against Michael Chandler. Should be a fun matchup here, and I'm pretty excited about a lot of this card because, you know, sometimes Bellator can get so deep in the weeds with some of these cards where you're looking at it and you're like, I don't recognize any of these guys on this card. This is a really good card with Brent Primus, Michael Chandler. I'm really excited for that one. You're going to get to see Frank Mir in the Bellator cage again. And the one name that I'm really excited to see is the professional debut of the newest Gracie Hobson. Gracie Jr. is going to make his debut on this card. I'm excited for that one.
All right, Giancarlo, you know, if you come to Hawaii, I guarantee you I'll get you a lay. All right, so Giancarlo, which bout are you looking forward to the most?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the main event between Brent Primus and Michael Chandler, the rematch of their matchup from Bellator, the Madison Square Garden card, when Primus beat Michael Chandler. But that fight was interesting because Michael Chandler, during that fight, twisted his foot and lost feeling in his ankle. He was like hobbling around, but he was still able to almost knock out Primus and retain his belt. So it's going to be interesting to see Michael Chandler now not looking to make the same mistake and refocus and trying to get that lightweight title back.
All right. Another bout, the first bout on the evening, it looks like on the pay-per-view or sort of portion, McKee Jr. against Crawford. McKee Jr. 12-0. Giancarlo, what do you expect in this bout?
Yeah, I expect McKee to really showcase everything that he offers to Bellator, his striking and his submissions. He's been finishing all his opponents. He hasn't really gone to the decision too much, and he's a real up-and-coming prospect for Bellator, only 23 years of age, and he's got a, like Aaron Pico, another Bellator up-and-comer. Those guys can really be the staples and the focal points that Bellator can build off for future cards and their own homegrown talent, so it's really exciting to watch.
Now, Steve, have you ever been to Hawaii, Honolulu, Hawaii, for like the Pro Bowl or something?
No, I have not been to Hawaii. I tend to stay on the East Coast as much as possible, but I think that McKee Crawford matchup is going to be another good match, as Giancarlo mentioned about McKee and all the things about McKee, but he mentioned that he didn't have a whole lot of really big competition, and I think Daniel Crawford is probably going to be the first time that he really gets tested. So if he can come through this match and look really strong, and especially if he finishes this match in the first 5 minutes, I think you're really going to see AJ McKee Jr. take off up the sales and up the rankings.
Now, Steve, let me ask you this. Is it me, or does the sand look better in Hawaii? You know, they always say it's better in Bahamas. That's a lie. It's better in Hawaii. Did you look at, like, you know, my girlfriend Mandy Rose, there's 10,000 Mandy Roses here. Steve, no comment?
No, I'm going to stay away from making comments about Mandy Rose because I'm afraid her family might take my bath.
Yeah, well, you know, Naomi, man, never mind. That's wrestling. All right, Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you. And this is the first of two nights for Bellator presents Bellator 212 in Hawaii and Bellator 213 Saturday in Hawaii. And we'll be back to preview that one very soon. But Giancarlo, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
You can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Alino, and follow all my articles on barnburner.ca.
All right, Steve Carney, the Hall of Famer.
Yeah, it's on Twitter at Steve Carney, and I'm on 95.3 WDAE and AM 620 weekdays. And if you're not in the Tampa Bay market, check me out on the iHeartRadio app, both live and on demand.
Thanks a lot, guys. And boy, the weather in Hawaii is amazing.